Brother Derek Forsbloom from the Yellowknife Congregation will now present the next part of this symposium, Be Loyal as Jesus Was When Abandoned.
So how can our loyalty to Jehovah be challenged when we're abandoned? Well, Jesus gives us a sense of why it can be so challenging in Matthew chapter 10. So I invite you to turn your Bibles to Matthew 10 as we read the verses 35 and 36. And as you read this, note the relationships of the people Jesus is talking about. Matthew 10, 35 and 36 says, "For I came to cause division with a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Indeed, a man's enemies will be those of his own household." So the difficulty in being abandoned is that it involves someone close to us, someone who's in our support network, someone who we naturally expect to be there for us, but they're not. So it could be an unbelieving family member or friend who ostracizes us when we learn the truth. It can actually be in the congregation as someone withdraws somewhat as we put spiritual goals first in our lives. And we certainly can feel abandoned when we lose a loved one in death. But in these different situations, the common element is that there's an emotional bond that we've come to expect from that person that's now replaced with a void, with this empty feeling. And that emptiness can be so strong that it feels permanent. And when something is bad and it's permanent, it can take away our will and it just makes us want to give up. But that's where the test of loyalty comes into play. When Jesus was on earth, he was abandoned by people that he had a strong bond with. What did he do? Well, turn to John chapter 16 and verse 32. John chapter 16, verse 32. And there Jesus, his approach is outlined in two sentences. Verse 32 says, "Look, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when each of you will be scattered to his own house, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me." So what was the approach? Well, number one, he had complete confidence. He said, "I am not alone." So he had complete confidence that Jehovah was his closest friend and that he would never abandon him. Even if he felt abandoned, he knew he really wasn't. And the second part of that, if you look at that scripture, you'll see there Jesus says, "Each of you will be scattered and you will leave me alone." So do you get the tone that Jesus was talking about? He's describing a situation that his disciples would do, not as a statement of who they were as people. Well, what's the difference? Well, one's an action, and the other is just simply the way it is. It's who they are. So when we feel abandoned, it can feel permanent. And it's easy to view it as, this is it. This is permanent. But it's not permanent. Jesus knew that Jehovah could even reverse the effects of sin and death of a loved one. So no feelings of abandonment are permanent. And Jesus didn't approach it like it was permanent. So how did he approach it? Well, he recognized that they were going to have a momentary lapse of faith. But he still viewed them as his 11 faithful apostles, as loyal friends, someone he could trust, and at the end of the day, they would continue the work that he had assigned them. You could say Jesus viewed it as something that he had to work through. It was a challenge where he could prove his loyalty, not a challenge that would allow him to sidetrack in his loyalty. So then how can we maintain our loyalty when we're abandoned? Well, number one, Psalm 27, verse 10. Psalm 27, verse 10. Verse 10 says, "Even if my own father and mother abandon me, Jehovah himself will take me in." So like Jesus, number one, remain close to Jehovah. Because at the end of the day, brothers, if we are loyal to Jehovah, he will never abandon us. Further, anytime we feel like we've been abandoned, any void we feel because of people who've abandoned us, Jehovah can fill it. Even the terrible void we feel when we've lost a loved one in death, if we stay close to Jehovah, he will comfort us in knowing that's not the end of the story. It's not permanent. We will see them again. And that hope has power. It has power to help us stay loyal. Number two, stay close to Jehovah's organization. You know, the example of Elijah a few weeks ago that we studied in the Imitate Your Faith book. What an amazing example he is. He was just such a powerful brother. You know, he's standing on Mount Carmel. He had so much strength and power that when he prayed to Jehovah, fire actually came down from heavens. How awesome would that be as an indication that Jehovah's on your side? But yet, when you look at that example, when he mistakenly thought he was abandoned, that he was the only one serving Jehovah, I mean, it just about crippled him. He could hardly handle it. But he was wrong, wasn't he? There was 7,000 loyal ones that served Jehovah. And you know, we are not alone. Our loyalty through a challenge has great power, like Elijah, to others. How so? Well, our loyalty can help others maintain loyalty. Our loyalty can help ones become loyal associates and learn about Jehovah God. Our loyalty can even help ones that have stopped serving Jehovah come back to Jehovah and be part of the brotherhood again. In the following dramatization, note how a person can show loyalty when abandoned.
Irina, I'd like you to meet a very dear friend of ours, Natalia.
Hello.
I knew your father when he was close to your age. He helped me learn the truth.
You did.
He was a good teacher, too. Very patient.
Where is Alexei? Because we were hoping to see him, too.
Yeah.
He's not here.
Maybe we could stop by and see him tomorrow before we leave.
Yeah.
You can't.
Why not? What's wrong, Natalia? Is he sick? What is it?
What is it? Tell us.
A few months ago, Alexei left the truth.
Oh, no. We haven't heard. We're so sorry, Natalia. What happened?
A workmate began feeding his mind with doubts about the organization. Pretty soon, those doubts turn into belief. And he left. Everyone's been so supportive in the congregation. And Jehovah, he has never left me.
Yeah.
I remember your words about courage all those years ago. I just didn't want to tell you because I knew how much it would hurt you.
I just can't believe it.
I'm so sorry.
He's been like a second father to me. it feels like lost too. No?
I know. But he may still come back.
It's been my earnest wish that he does.
Mine too.
I love you so much. People might leave, but Jehovah never will. He will never abandon his loyal ones.
For I'm convinced, remember?
Yeah.
Did you catch that quote? People may leave, but Jehovah will never abandon his loyal ones. We must be convinced of that. Jesus was able to stay loyal in the most difficult of situations because this was in the forefront of his mind. How can we imitate him? 1, stay close to Jehovah. 2, stay close to his organization. And 3, view it as a situation to be loyally worked through. If we follow his example, we will remain loyal to Jehovah even when abandoned.